T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Longtime NFL writer Gary Myers. His new book is How About Them Cowboys? Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's Team. Gary, I've said for years, man, I hate Jerry Jones. And I have said for years, I can't stand him. Drives me crazy. I've said for years that, you know, because you write a lot of you write about Jimmy Johnson and that relationship. That, I mean, he hasn't won squat. I know they won one Super Bowl right after Jimmy Johnson left, but Jimmy had put together that team, right? I mean, Jerry Jones, they haven't won squat since he got rid of Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, Adam, in the last 22 years, the Cowboys have won as many Super Bowls as the Browns.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
You're right.
And they haven't won many more playoff games either.
No, I know. I mean, 92, 93, they went back-to-back with Jimmy.
Yeah.
They divorce after that season. Jerry hires Barry Switzer. They get to the championship game that year in San Francisco and lose a tough game. They win the Super Bowl the next year. It's still all of Jimmy's players. But free agency hits the Cowboys really hard. And if Jimmy was there, he would have used the draft choices and bounced around the draft like he always did to replenish the talent. Without Jimmy there, Jerry became the general manager, not only in title, which he always had, but actually in reality. And they were pretty much clueless personnel-wise, and that's pretty much the reason why they've gone 22 years now without being in the Super Bowl. And there's really no end in sight at this point.
We're talking with Gary Myers, longtime NFL writer.
Go ahead, Adam.
You mentioned the Browns, and let's talk about the Browns. Clearly, they're a better team than they've been the last few years, but not good enough to get more than one win so far. What's your take at the quarter point?
Well, I mean, certainly the arrow is pointing up there. I mean, you have to really be not paying attention to not notice that, and you can make a case that can be 4-0. And they definitely should have more than one victory and one tie. So, but these teams have to learn how to win, but you can't learn how to win if you don't have good players. And I think that what John Dorsey has done there in 1 year has been, with the turnover in personnel, has been impressive. I know this is not going to be a popular thought in Cleveland, but I'm still not convinced about Baker Mayfield being the guy.
We are.
I mean, he will be the guy because
They're
going to give him every opportunity here, but I'm still not convinced he's going to be a star. And he very well could be. I mean, he could be a combination of Drew Brees and Brett Favre, which would probably result in a Super Bowl championship. But I'm just not – I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I'm hoping for the Browns that they finally got it right after all those guys they picked in the first round since 99. But I need to see more about him from him, and he's got to cut down on the mistakes.
Yeah, the turnovers were an issue, obviously. Let me ask you this. So what is it that you see with him that makes you concerned? Is it because I think a lot of people just look at him, and he just doesn't look like a prototypical quarterback. Like even
right.
Breeze looks a little bit bigger than Baker to some degree. It'd be against the odds, certainly. But the talent is there, and that's why he was taken number one overall. Is it the appearance that you have a hard time getting over?
Yeah, I guess that might be some of it. He just looks small out on the field. And, you know, does he look smaller than Russell Wilson? You know, maybe not. Breeze definitely looks bigger. But I think Breeze and Wilson have proven that you don't have to be 6'3" in order to succeed in the NFL. I mean, he looked great against the Jets. People forget that it was on his first or second snap that he fumbled the ball. And maybe the narrative of that game is a little different if the Jets had recovered. But you know, I don't want to make any blanket statements here. You know, I'm actually getting a little ahead of myself because he is only a rookie. He's only started one game, I guess. And no matter who the rookie is among quarterbacks, there's plenty of bumps in the road their rookie year. And the whole idea is to end the season feeling good about him and that he hits next year, you know, hits the ground running next year. And it's not so much about the wins and losses this year for the Browns, although I know the Browns fans would love to get a bunch of wins. It's really more about where, how do they feel about Mayfield at the end of the season. Then you give Dorsey another off season to fix the personnel.
I'll tell you, Gary, I like Rosen the most, but I like Baker Mayfield a lot coming out of college. And, you know, we've been at training camp every day, and we've seen every game. And I'll tell you, I love what I've seen from him. Yeah, there are some mistakes, but that, you know, all rookies are going to turn the ball over some. I think there's so much upside with this kid. Obviously, he's got a lot to prove. He's played a game and a half, but I think there's a lot to like about him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you want to look at the four rookie quarterbacks who are playing now, you find that they're all struggling at different points. I mean, Darnold looked real good the first week against Detroit after he threw the pick six on the first play of his career, and then played really well the rest of the game, but hasn't done much the last three games, so all the excitement about the Jets quickly died off, which is kind of in their history. Josh Allen, I just think, has an awfully long way to go because of the level of competition that he played in college. And then Josh Rosen is just playing with a bad team right now. And with, you know, a really good Hall of Fame receiver that, and that's about it. They're not running the ball. But he's a really smart guy. I liked him too, Bo, coming out. I liked Arnold a little bit better, but I mean, the way I had him, and again, what does my rankings mean? But I had him, Darnold, Rosen, Mayfield, and Allen. But the history of this league, when you have guys that go quarterbacks that go 1-2, or they go 1-3, or there's four that go in the top 10, usually have one superstar, one guy who does pretty well, and then the other two will probably be busts. And if that formula holds up, I'm not sure who's who at this point.
Hey, Gary, you know, a lot of people thought that Hugh Jackson wouldn't survive the 0-16 season, the one mm-hmm. win in you know, the previous year, so the 1-31, all that. And yet here we are again, looking at a coach who's won, you know, two games, and he's been the coach for 3 years. What do you think he has to do? It's not good,
absurd.
Gary. Not good.
Yeah.
What does he have to do to keep his job after this year?
I don't know. He didn't have to do much to keep his job going into this year, did he? I tell you what, I was really surprised. Yeah. Maybe with a really talented team, he becomes a better head coach. But and I know Hard Knocks is a really hard way to judge somebody, but I have to admit I wasn't very impressed with him from what they showed us on Hard Knocks. And
right.
I was just really surprised that John Dorsey kept him. Usually when you bring a new general manager and he wants his own coach, and as far as I know, they had no prior relationship that Dorsey would go, oh, my coach is already in place. So that one really surprised me because, you know, you're keeping a coach that won one game over 2 years, and you're trying to convince the fans that you finally hired a general manager who knows what he's doing, and then he keeps a coach who only won one game. And I mean, I was skeptical about that. Nothing that's happened since then has really changed my mind. And as far as what he needs to do to keep his job next year, I mean, Dorsey set the bar so low this year, I have no idea what he has in mind.
Yeah, I mean, he's done an absolutely dreadful job. We're kind of beating him up every week, maybe sometimes a little too much, because it's just hard to fathom that you, no matter what your talent level, there's no excuse for two wins in 36 games. And the Browns' talent level is better now. It's solid. And even though it was worse the last 2 years, still, I mean, you know, their expansion teams win 3-4 games. There's no excuse ever for having two wins in 36 games, Gary.
Right, just by accident you win a couple games every year. And to really just completely bottom out 2 years in a row like that. I mean, we're not talking about 3-13 or 4-12. I mean, we're talking 1-15 and 0-16. That's really hard to do. we have to see what coaches are available at the end of the season. But here's to me is the key.
Yeah.
Whatever they do has to be designed to get the most out of the quarterback, out of Baker, because he is the guy in Cleveland now. And whether it means bringing in a head coach who's a great offensive coach, whether it means promoting Todd Haley, because I happen to really like him, and I think that he'll be better the second time he's a head coach. And he just seems like a guy, you know, being from the Parcells school and having worked with Belichick, and we've seen how coaches do better the second time around. He might be that guy. Or just finding somebody who is in the mold of Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. I know Shanahan was there for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, one of these real young offensive coaches, cutting-edge coaches. That's what you need for these young quarterbacks now. And maybe at one point Hugh Jackson was considered to be kind of guy like that, but whatever his reputation was coming into this job is certainly taking a big hit.
100% the case.
Yeah, hey, can't wait to check out the book, Gare, obviously. One final question for me. Browns-Ravens on Sunday. I mean, this is the Ravens have owned the Browns. 18-2 Harbaugh is against the Browns since he's been the coach. You think the Browns get a win? Baker's first home start.
Yeah, I mean, like we said right at the beginning, they've been in every game, and they could have been 4-0, and they should be better than 1-2-1. And I think Joe Flacco is playing better, and probably having Lamar Jackson around to threaten his job has gotten his game up a level. But, I mean, this is a winnable game for the Browns. A year ago, you probably would have thought no chance, but they've been so competitive so far, and Baker should be getting better each week, so I definitely give him a chance to win this game, without question.
The book is How About Them Cowboys, Inside the Huddle with the Stars and Legends of America's Team. Obviously a lot of drama there. Look forward to the book. When's it coming out, Gary? What can you tell us, and how can we get it?
Yeah, well, it comes out on Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday the 9th.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to pre-order it and get it immediately can do so on Amazon or any of those other online services, or it'll be in the bookstores on Tuesday.
Gary, good luck with the book, and thanks for joining us.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, Gary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.